powered by you.
Hello, hello.
Listener supported.
This is the Relevant Radio Summer Pledge Drive. Answer the call.
Well, good afternoon. It's good to be with you today. I hope you can hang out for the next 3 hours. We have a lot to get into coming up. I want to get you up to speed on the latest news. And, of course, we will pray the chaplet. I went to Mass this afternoon, and I prayed for you. And I just thought, you know, I prayed for this chaplet audience, those who pray with me every afternoon. And just, I'm just going through my emails again, looking at some of the answered prayers. Thank you for sending them in to me. Do somebody a favor today. Call them, send them a text, say, hey, in about an hour, I know you're going through a difficult time right now in that relationship, or I know you're worried about the business or the audit you're under, the legal challenges you face. Have them join us. They don't have to call in, but have them join us in prayer. Let's just get one other soul to join us here every day on this chaplet. Can you imagine how loud that spiritual cry would be before the throne of God? Pretty amazing. Anyway, good to be with you. Let's start with prayer. Speaking of that, we are, of course, we have a slightly amended schedule today. We are at our summer pledge drive. And, you know, if you can help today, I'm going to ask you to do that. We're in the middle of the week. I just heard Neil Robbins while I was getting into my chair here in the studio say that we're a little bit behind where we need to be. And I kind of expected it. I don't want to sound pessimistic. I was overwhelmed by response yesterday and today, but it's tough. I know that people have a tough time out there, but it's at times like this that we really shine in our charity and our love. And we can all afford to give just a little bit for our Lord. And I just see this as a work of the Lord, and so many lives are changed. You know, whether you're, I've heard about prostitutes who've discovered Relevant Radio and Catholic Radio, and they've changed their lives. I heard about homeless listening. We've had the imprisoned. It's not just, you know, the mom who's driving her kid to school, you know, or the man on his way, or the woman on their way to the office in the morning. No, this is for every soul, and God's using it powerfully. So let's pray for you right now. If you can give, thank you. I mean that sincerely. Thank you for whatever you can do. If you can't, join me right now in this prayer especially. Let's just pray that God will touch the hearts and the souls of those who can give. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth. Oh, I'm about to go in the chaplet. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To you I come, before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, please despise not our petitions, but in your mercy, hear and answer us. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right. Well, coming up in a few minutes, we'll tell you about the special premium available for you today. But I do want to just get you up to speed on news. There's a lot going on in the country. And even though we have our pledge drives, just a quick note. There was a time when we would open the mic on a Monday, and it would be nothing but 5 days of constantly asking. And I know that people hate that. You know, I would hate that, right? So we thought, you know, we're going to put our trust in God, and let's continue to do our shows. I heard Father Simon being able to take calls. We're going to do the same thing here. I want to continue to get you up to speed on the biggest stories of the day and give you some great content. So don't go away. It's going to be a hybrid today, but it's always good to spend that time with you. Liz Cheney, have you been following the January 6th hearings at all? Have you been following politics? I know a lot of people enjoy being disengaged, and I don't blame you for maybe being one of those. We're going to be immersed in political talk, I'm sure, as the midterms roll upon us. And then, you know, 2 years out, they already start campaigning for the general. So it's that we're in that beautiful cycle right now where there's not always a lot of political talk. However, things are beginning to heat up. And what I had shared with you yesterday, Liz Cheney's one of those races I said we probably should watch. She was a lot of political analysts predicted that she was not going to win, and Cheney is now on her way out. She was Wyoming's sole representative in the House. And, of course, her father held that seat about for 40, 41 years. She came in. She won like with 60% of the vote. This last election, she got crushed. I think she got beaten by 60% of the vote, by a huge margin. Her opponent is a person named Harriet Hageman. And if my memory serves me right, she took 66% of the vote. Almost 7 out of 10 voters there wanted Cheney out. And there was some talk that they were asking some Democrats to switch, you know, parties for the vote and do things along those lines to try to make a difference. But Cheney didn't even make it to 30%. So that is, in the world of politics, a crushing defeat. It's not stopping her political ambitions, though. You know, I think she's got, you know, bigger things in mind. Some say she may run for president. You know, she, of course, is the daughter of a former vice president, Dick Cheney, and has started a new group that called the Great Task, trying to prevent Donald Trump from going back to the White House. But she's apparently thinking about running for the White House herself. After losing to Wyoming by 40 points, I don't know what kind of fundraising she'd get, but she thinks she has a chance, at least you know, on the national scene, and maybe she does. You know, Wyoming is one state out of many, and, you know, she had a lot of public exposure. Could she go up against Donald Trump and beat him? You know, the question still is, will Joe Biden continue to run? Meanwhile, in Alaska, Lisa Murkowski is going to be heading to the state's general election in November after being the top vote getter in the new ranked choice voting system. Kelly, I think it was Shibaka, I think it's her last name. She was endorsed by Trump. She came in second. The other two contenders still have to be determined. So that race, you know, we'll see how that ultimately shakes out in the end. But Maine is a kind of a, or Alaska is a different way of voting. But with all the attacks going on, too, in the world of politics, we also see attacks on Catholic churches and pro-life centers around the country. And you'd think that the FBI or even local police would have made some arrests by now. I go back to what I've said before. If this had been Planned Parenthood centers, or if it had been on Hillary Clinton or anybody, there would have been definitely arrest by now. So far, no handcuffs have been slapped on any suspects. Now, Catholic Vote's challenging the Biden administration to do something about it. I don't know if you follow Catholic Vote at all. They're a great Catholic agency that's out there really defending Catholics in the culture. They've got a great publication. And when it comes to the elections, there are a go-to source for a lot of people. They've produced an ad that they're going to run in Arizona and Wisconsin, along with some key districts across the country, as well as Washington, D.C., that actually contrasts President John F. Kennedy. It contrasts his response to churches being burned to that of President Joe Biden's response to the attack. And, of course, Kennedy was a Democrat, too. So let's hope the ads get the administration's attention. I don't know if it will. I do not know if it will. They're a real disconnect to what's happening to anyone who promotes life or anybody who follows Jesus Christ. You know, that especially what happened on the we'll see what happens, especially after what happened at the UN last week. There was a bureaucrat from the Department of Health and Human Services that went to the UN and told a committee there that the Biden administration is working to make sure that poor minority women, you know, that girls can abort their babies. And, of course, the bureaucrat didn't say, he didn't say it that way. You know, what she said, and they're making sure that poor and minority country and girls can access abortion and that they'll have access to it. And I quote, abortion medicine. It's really none of the UN's business, you know, what we're doing about abortion in our country. But here you have the U.S. once again trying to export our woundedness. You know, Maggie called it genocide. It really is. When we take our funds, when we take the power of our country and our resources, and we export it to destroy children's lives, to abort them in the womb when they're the most vulnerable, most defenseless, and to injure women as a result of it, yeah, for some reason, I think this is a great good. It's tragic. It really is. And I pray for our country every day because I just think this type of behavior, these types of actions that we're seeing just calls upon the justice of God. I pray that he protect us and have mercy on us. And I hope that there will be future presidents, future Speaker of the Houses, future Congress and senators, Congresswomen and Congressmen and, you know, Supreme Court justices, all that will have a more virtuous look and will recognize the horrors of something to me that's just so blatant. You know, I mean, it's just so blatant what we're doing here. One final story here, too. I'll share one other story with you that came across. You know, we talk about the administration and the wackiness of the stuff that they put forth, right? Of course, they're exporting abortion and contraceptives. They're advancing this whole woke agenda and gender ideology and all the rest of this type of stuff, all this confusion. I found this very striking. It's rush week right now at the University of Alabama. So if you want to enter, a fraternity or sorority, you know, they sign up new members, right, from the incoming freshman class. And they often, you know, they're called rush week. And transgenderism right now tried to introduce itself on the process. But guess what? It didn't work. There was a guy. His name was Grant Sykes. He claims to be a woman, right? He tried to join 20 sororities. 20 sororities. Every single one of those sororities, they rejected him. So he complained on Instagram. Of course, that didn't change anyone's mind. But could you imagine that? I'm surprised if one of the sororities didn't take him. But, I mean, it really speaks volumes, doesn't it? A school will let you call yourself they and them, which is just incredibly poor grammar, right? You know, or I can call myself a she or a her, and it's just wacky, all this pronoun stuff. You can let a swimmer like Leah Thomas swim for the University of Pennsylvania, right? A man who's gone through these hormone transitions, but still is a man, break every record, shatter them. And universities open the doors for this. So I bet there's going to be a lawsuit against these sororities. That's probably coming. That's what happens when you don't get your way. You take it to court and you ultimately sue to get your way. But, you know, these women are realizing, we just want women in our sorority, right? That's all. We just want women. And then again, I could think, just like the jails, just another sidebar here. Just as many guys said, oh, you know what? I don't want to spend the rest of my life in prison, right, with a bunch of dudes. I'm going to say I'm a woman. I'm going to spend it in a female prison. And a lot of guys got transferred. Now we see relationships, consensual, non. We see pregnancies. We see violence. We see pregnancies, all these things. So why wouldn't some other college guy thinking, man, I'd love to live with a bunch of girls, right? But why not do that, right? That's the danger. That's the problem we have with all of that. Well, look, let me take a break. When we come back, that's just some of the news that's out there. I'll share with you when I come back. Remember that rosary piece in the Atlantic? A lot of memes circulating right now, and apparently rosary sales have skyrocketed. So I'll fill you in on that. We're going to talk to Father David Guffey. It's Father Peyton's story. I don't know if you're familiar with that. I'll get you plugged into a wonderful story and much more. Stay with me.
Your news. The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio. Your news now.
Hi, this is Father Rocky, the executive director of Relevant Radio and the host of the Family Rosary Across America. If you listen to the Family Rosary, you know I've repeated the words of Venerable Father Patrick Peyton many times. A family that prays together stays together. Now, you may be too young to remember Father Peyton, but he was known as the Rosary Priest. And his Rosary Prayer Book is the most complete prayer book of meditations on the mysteries of the Rosary today. Our special thank you gifts today only at the dollar day level are Father Peyton's Rosary Prayer Book and a Rosary Bookmark. I want this book and bookmark, and you will too. See it for yourself at relevantradio.com. Give a dollar a day, that's $365 for the year, and you'll receive both the Father Peyton Rosary Meditation Book and the Rosary Bookmark. Give a dollar a day now at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. Or you can call us at 877-291-0123.
Thank you, Father. Yes, please answer the call, 877-291-0123, online at relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app. Hi, it's Neil Robbins joining Drew Mariani this afternoon, asking you to answer the call. We are over the $1.1 million mark. Should be about, $1.5 by this time in the pledge drive. So we're a little bit behind right now, on our way to raising $3 million by Friday evening. And you can help out by giving a dollar a day at 877-291-0123 on the app or at relevantradio.com. We are looking for a bunch of those dollar-a-day gifts this hour to help us wipe out. Let's see, we've got about $38,000 to go to hit $1.2 million. So whatever you can do, I mean, any donation is welcome right now. But if you can come in at that dollar-a-day giving level, that will help us take a big chunk out of that $38,000 that we'd like to wipe out by the end of the hour. Now, today and today only, as Father Rocky was saying a minute ago, we have at the dollar a day giving level, Father Patrick Peyton's Rosary Prayer Book. And along with that special prayer book, which has 230 meditations on the Holy Rosary. Along with the book, we have a very special one-decade rosary bookmark. Beautiful bookmark. It's made of hematite, accented with faceted glass crystals. Check it out online at relevantradio.com or on the app. It goes, it's a perfect companion to Father Payton's rosary book, but we have a limited quantity of those bookmarks, and we want to give you one today. And again, it's today only while that supplies lasts. At relevantradio.com, the app, or at 877-291-0123. Can you come in at the dollar a day giving level?
That'd be a great way to help us move the needles. You just pointed out, Neil, we're normally a little bit further ahead. It's a tough pledge drive. Summer's always difficult for Relevant, so if you could help, that would be great. I want to send a shout-out to Robin in Elk Mound, Wisconsin, and Jerry in Woodland, California, and Stephen in Scotts Valley, California. All online gifts. There's lots of them. Mary in New Jersey, and gosh, so many others here I could just spout off. Bob in Brielle, New Jersey. Giving online is a great way. You'll also get a bonus gift if you can do that. Go to relevantradio.com. We're going to send you a brand new MP3. It's Cardinal Dolan's 10 Resolutions for Your Eucharistic Revival. This is done by Father Rocky. When you make your pledge, a link gets sent right to you. And you can enjoy it. You can share it with others. We're in this time of Eucharistic revival. That's a real blessing. So, little bonus for you if you go online. Thanks for whatever you can do. You can also call 877-291-0123. I'll be back with more. Stay with me.
Welcome back to The Conversation. You're listening to The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Always good to have you as part of the conversation. Feel free to pull up the phones. I do want to talk about the rosary a little bit later today. If you have had a great rosary miracle or a great story in your life, I do want to hear that. All right. Well, maybe after we pray the chapel, we'll talk about it. I've seen him. I credit the rosary to the liberation of my father from his, addiction to alcohol. He battled it for decades. It's a prayer my mother prayed nonstop, but he found freedom. And the last 20 years of his life, he was completely and absolutely free. It was a wonderful miracle in the Mariani family. It really was, to be able to see the power of prayer, and especially the power of the rosary in bringing that about. This is, of course, a special time. We live in a culture right now where I think we need prayer more than ever. October, of course, is the month of the Holy Rosary. Great rosary miracles. We've often talked about how the rosary is defeated the Ottoman Turks in 1575 in the Battle of Lepanto. You know all these different stories, how it's helped defeat atheistic communism, even in the 20th century. Today, there's another battle that's being waged, and that is the battle for the family. And I'll tell you what, it's been going on a long time, and it's increasing, I think, in intensity and frequency, especially over the last century. Here in our country, it's just obvious that the battle is raging on many different fronts. So that's not to cause despair. In fact, I think we should have hope, and I think we should pray, because there is a weapon we can use, right? It's a prayer that Our Lady gave us, and it is that prayer of the rosary. It is a prayer when prayed together as a family, I'll tell you, is extraordinarily powerful. And of course, there is a very famous saying out there, the family that prays together stays together. That was, of course, coined by Father Patrick Payton. And I've talked to, I think it was last year or the year before that, about a new film that came out about his life. An amazing life. If you don't have a chance, if you haven't seen it, watch it. It'll inspire you to trust God, to pray, and to see the results of that. And God uses this man in an extraordinary way. He was an Irish priest, landed in the U.S., not knowing a soul, to leading rosary crusades to hundreds of thousands, millions around the world. And I'm joined today by Father David Guffey. He's a Holy Cross priest who is the National Director of Family Theater Productions and executive producer of that documentary or that film I was talking about, Pray, the Story of Patrick Payton. And it's good to have him with us. In fact, I think it was a doc I had seen. I think the film, Pray, the film, is opening this week. And I'll find out right now from Father. Hey, Father, bring me up to speed on that. First of all, it's good to have you here with me. Let me welcome you first. Good to talk with you today.
Good to be with you, Drew. Thank you for having me.
So we talked, it was a year or two ago about, and I saw a DVD that was given to me. I was very impressed by it. I know we spoke several times. My one producer was telling me that, am I correct that in theaters this weekend, Pray the Film is going to be released?
I know that's probably another film. There's a couple of films coming up that are being released. Prey is available on Amazon and iTunes and by DVD, and we're also doing parish screenings. So local organizations are showing Prey. Maybe it's a local parish that's doing a screening in their parish this weekend.
So Prey, the story of Patrick Peyton, that's not being released this weekend in theaters, right?
Oh, no, it's already out there.
That's what I thought. I saw that. I don't know why. I don't know where that came from or where I heard that. So let's talk about Patrick Peyton. When I watched that film, and I would recommend everybody to do it, I was really inspired by how God can use the weakest of us all. You know, he comes to this country not knowing anybody, and he would soon be intimately connected with Hollywood, you know. And there's an obsession with Hollywood even today. And he had so many of those celebrities actually join him in his rosary crusade, if you will. For those who don't know, Father, share a little bit of his story.
Sure. Patrick Peyton grew up in Ireland. He was the ninth of 11 children, a big Irish family. It became pretty clear that opportunities were limited, so he and his brother immigrated to the United States when they were in their late teens. They went to Scranton, Pennsylvania, got jobs, but also discovered the vocation to priesthood. They joined the Congregation of Holy Cross. Pat was sailing through the seminary. He was in his second to last year of the seminary, and he was struck with debilitating, really critical tuberculosis. At that point, they thought he was going to die. They call in his family. He's in the hospital, laid up for months and months. And he's really near death, and he decides to go all in on praying the rosary. He'd learned the rosary by praying it with his family every single night in their home in Ireland. It's what helped him connect to Jesus Christ through the heart of Mary. It's what helped him stay united with his family, even though they were all over the world because of immigration. And it is also what healed him. He had a miraculous healing. After that healing, he went on to be ordained a Holy Cross priest, and he was really trying to figure out how he could repay the Blessed Mother for this great miracle in his life. And he looked around at the world then. Now, this is 1941, and he sees that the family is under has so many struggles then. And he says he thinks that he wants families to have what he had, a foundation of faith that was formed in prayer and especially the praying of the rosary. So he spends the rest of his life promoting family prayer and through huge rallies all around the world, but also through radio and television.
And the fruit of his campaigns were just extraordinary. That's for sure. What was the largest crusade he had? So was it a million people in the Philippines? Was it Manila? Where did he have
that? Was his last one. He had 2 million people in Caracas and over a million people in Rio. Huge rallies in Latin America at a time when communism was really a threat there. And these rosary rallies came in as a way to inspire people to pray and come together around prayer and the rosary and reforge society and build up a new sense of the common good from the rosary. And it worked. One of his last big ones was in Manila. It was just a few years before he died. And they had 1.2 million people that showed up to hear Father Peyton talk about the rosary and to pray the rosary together.
Well, stay with me. I do want to talk to you a little bit about the rosary, some of the miracles you've seen, some of the fruits of this, especially for the family. I think this is really an antidote. It's a sword today. It's a weapon against the forces of evil, those that especially want to attack and divide the family. Padre Pio called it his weapon. Stay with us. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Father Duffy. Don't go away.
Love learning more about Venerable Father Patrick Peyton here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. And that conversation, as Drew said, will continue in just a moment. We'll learn more. Hi, it's Neil Robbins along with Drew, and we are asking you to answer the call right now, about $35,000 away from the $1.2 million mark. Can you help us chip away at that $35,000? Help us reach that mini goal of $1.2 million. You can give any amount today to Relevant Radio, and it sure is appreciated. We've seen some gifts come in. A dollar I saw a little while ago. I saw $5 come in. Whatever you can do is a big help to us. If you can't give a monetary gift right now, We sure appreciate all of the prayers. So thank you so much. If you can give, we're asking you to come in, if you can, at the dollar a day giving level to Relevant Radio. We're talking Father Patrick Payton a moment ago, and his Rosary Prayer Book is what we have for you at the dollar a day giving level today. That is a terrific book with over 230 meditations on the Holy Rosary divided into 40 different themes. And along with Father Payton's book, we have a beautiful bookmark made of hematite that is accented with faceted glass crystals, really beautiful, and it's the perfect companion for your rosary book. We have the book and the rosary bookmark today only at the dollar a day giving level. And if you want to add one more gift, we can make it, what does Kale call it, the dollar a day triple play. Special bonus for online giving. We'll also give you the brand new talk by Father Rocky. He guides you through, walks you through Cardinal Dolan's 10 resolutions for your Eucharistic revival. A brand new talk that is an MP3 download that you will get right away when you give online at relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app. Drew, down to 35 grand to hit before, let's see, $1.2 million. So let's get everybody fired up to wipe out that $35,000 before the top of the hour.
Neil, I would love that. That would be fantastic. 877-291-0123. It's a great way to help. It's a great way to be charitable. It's a great way to be merciful. And it's a great way to make a difference. Trust me on that. Today, as Neil was pointing out, we have that special premium, this Father Payton's Rosary Prayer Book. And you know what? I one of the things I don't think we spend enough time doing is meditating. There's 230 meditations on 20 Mysteries of the Rosary there. And do one a day. It'd be done before the end of the year. Make it part of your spiritual practice. Watch how your heart opens. Watch how God blesses you. All right? I'll be right back.
You're vital to our mission to bring Christ
to the world through the media.
The Relevant Radio Summer Pledge Drive continues.
Answer the call.
Hey, thanks for joining us. Chapel of the Divine Mercy is about a half hour away. Just joining us, I've invited Father David Guffey to join me this afternoon to talk not just about the venerable Patrick Payton. He's one of those great men who trusted in God's providence, a man who was called to a great mission, and who did things beyond what most people would think would ever be possible. He was able to integrate into Hollywood. He was able to make major motion pictures, martial rosary crusades. And all of this was done, all the great work he's done. And that's just many. There's been miracles underway. I'd call upon him if you're looking for a miracle. Quite often when we turn to the venerables, those miracles lead to the beatification and ultimately canonization of saints. But he was a man who loved the rosary. If he approached somebody to, you know, assist him, and they wouldn't do it. I remember seeing in the film one day, he dropped to his knees and just began to pray to the Mother of God. He'd pray the rosary. I've seen rosary miracles in my life. I want to hear yours, certainly. But I thought Father Guffey might be able to share with you. If you're new to this, maybe you haven't prayed the rosary a long time. Maybe you thought, man, that's a prayer of my mom or my grandmother. It's not a prayer I want to pray. It's kind of boring. Father, let's talk about that a little bit. I mean, how do we get beyond this concept that the rosary is such a long, boring prayer and people have a problem with it? And let's talk about the fruits of it. Why should we pray for it? Why should we pray it? And I'll throw one third thing at you and you just take it away. I think more than ever, this is the prayer for the family. I really believe, as Patrick Payton said, the family prays together, stays together, and we see a vicious, I believe, demonic attack on the family in our culture today. So if you could address some of those issues, that'd be great.
Absolutely, and I think Father Payton would be happy to hear you say that and recommend it to families. It's a prayer that the youngest and the oldest can participate in. It's a prayer that people can be part of. It's something you can do together. And there's some repetition, but in the course of the repetition, there's grace coming through that, and people are doing it together. They're in the presence of one another, and it can be so bonding for a family. It can be something that they can do even if there's other conflicts from outside the family or even conflicts within the home. If they can have that time where they're aimed in the same direction, they're pointed at Jesus Christ and praying this prayer of the Blessed Mother, it can be such a powerful force of unification within a family. And by extension, I would also say groups. I think parishes can come together by having a rosary group. I love in the story that before this last segment, someone talked about praying the rosary before or after Mass.
Yeah.
Again, a powerful way for people to be together in prayer, and that togetherness in prayer can lead to togetherness in life and in feeling more connected to the world. And I think so many people are looking for that now.
Amen to that. I love that. You know, I can testify personally to the fruit of this prayer. I've seen miracles. I shared as I began, my mother was so faithful to the rosary. She prayed it nonstop. It brought about a profound conversion in my own father, who would then pray it with her. I mean, he was liberated from an addiction. And I've seen how it has rippled out into the family. Those seeds of love for Our Lady and the rosary were deeply planted in me. What are some of the miracles you've seen from those who've turned to the rosary in time of need?
I've seen people that are suffering from great anxiety. Just had a woman within the last 6 months that talked about the anxiety she felt with all the things going on in Los Angeles and all the things going on with the pandemic. And that by when she started to pray the rosary, and she used an app or she prayed with the radio, she really liked the rosary on the radio like Relevant does. Mm-hmm. She felt connected with other people through the airwaves, and it reduced her anxiety tremendously. And it was such a great help to her, in addition to helping her grow closer to the Lord. I remember I worked in religious formation for Holy Cross. I trained seminarians. I worked at seminary. And there was a fellow that came for a vocation visit. And while he was waiting there, I saw that he had a book that, and it was the little purple book, Father Peyton's Rosary Prayer Book. And I asked him, you know, and he didn't know that Father Peyton was a Holy Cross priest at that time.
Wow.
I asked him about it, and he said that he had really found his vocation by praying the meditations in that book. Not that they're specifically aimed at seminarians, but it made him think more deeply about his life and helped him grow closer to the Lord. And in that process, he really started listening, and he heard a call. That young man is ordained and is a pastor now, and so it had a profound effect in his life in that way.
I love it. Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, the rosary, I love what you said about anxiety, because it brings you peace. I've noticed that when I'm able to deeply meditate on the mysteries of the rosary, you kind of get lost in the prayer. John Paul II, he famously said that, you know, the rosary is nothing more than meditating on the life of Christ through the eyes of Our Lady. It's very Christocentric. And I find peace fills my heart. I believe it fills the home. You know, there was another great pope, I forget who it was, you probably know better than me, that he said that, you know, if you want peace, you know, in your homes, then pray the rosary. If you want peace in the country, pray the rosary. If you want peace in the world, you pray the rosary. John Paul II did it. All the great saints have done it. Francis, of course, Pope Francis does it as well. So if you've got a loved one struggling with anxiety, if you're overcome by depression or fear, that is the prayer. Father, we have a pledge drive here, so we have just a few minutes left. I want to give you final thoughts for those who are listening.
Just the most important thing in our lives is to grow closer to our God, especially to Jesus Christ. And the Blessed Mother is the way to Jesus Christ. The rosary is a great way to get to know Christ deeply by meditating on those meditations. It's a great way to connect with those around you. And as Father Peyton said, a world at prayer is a world at peace. He believed that, and he spent his life in it. He saw examples of the ways that came to be in his lifetime.
Do you believe that it was a rosary that brought down communism as we know it, atheistic communism, you know, the Iron Curtain, the end of the Cold War? What role do you think that played in it?
Oh, absolutely. It's the prayer of the church in general, the Eucharist especially, but the rosary was certainly part of that. Of all the people who prayed in quiet and in secret for years and years and years when they couldn't do so publicly, that and brought about the changes that we saw there. And those changes can happen again, where a world can be more free and united through prayer.
Yeah, we need that today, don't we? I've been praying the rosary for peace between Russia and Ukraine. We have tensions now over Taiwan with China and the U.S. So I think if everybody picked up this prayer, man, the world will be a different place. Father, keep up your great work there. People want to get connected to the wonderful work that you're doing. What's the best way to do that? If they want to learn about Patrick Peyton or the rosary, is there a web domain you want to promote?
Yeah, check out our website, familytheater.org. Everything about us is there, and there's links to everything about Father Peyton and Pray the Film and all the things that we do.
Amen to that. Well, thank you, Father, for making time for us today. It's great talking with you.
Thank you very much.
That's Father David Guffey. I've got to take a short pause. When I come back, I'll take your calls. If you want to join us, it's 888-914-9149. 888-914-9149. I see several people want to share their rosary miracle. I'd love to hear it. I love answered prayer. I love to see how God works in our life. And he is working, I'm telling you, in a big time way. Before I go to break, though, let me just offer you an opportunity to help Relevant. We're a little bit behind where we need to be in our pledge drive. We're more than halfway through the pledge drive right now, and it's a slog. It's a tough go right now, I'll be honest with you. So if you can help, that would be great. So many people have stepped up, so many new donors this pledge drive, and it's so good to see Therese from Kirkland, Illinois, who's a new donor. If you can help, there's a special premium today. It's only available today, and we were just talking about the rosary. I would suggest maybe if you can come in at that level, it's $1 a day. You'll get Father Peyton's Rosary Prayer Book. It's the most complete prayer book of meditations in the rosary, 230 meditations, 230 of them. And you'll get all five. You'll get all the mysteries. You'll get also with that a very special gift. We're going to give you a rosary. It's actually a bookmark with 10 rosary beads and a miraculous medal on the end of it. Great to stick in your Bible, great to stick in any book you're having. I also think it's a great way to evangelize. You can use that not just with your religious stuff, but you can use it with what other book you might be reading. You're at work or someplace, somebody says, hey, what's that? Gives you an opportunity to evangelize. I always look for those open doors, those opportunities to say, oh, you're curious? Here you go. So just a little food for thought. 877-291-0123, or you can go online and make your pledge there. There's a bonus gift for you if you do that, okay? But thank you for whatever you can do. We could certainly use your support, large and small. Every gift makes a difference. Thanks for whatever you can do. I'll be right back.
Tweet us your prayer intention anytime on Twitter at Drew Mariani Show.
Hope restored, hearts healed, lives changed. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
I got this email from a guy named Tom, and he says, look, I've been praying with you for over a year. I started out of desperation, and I've continued out of humility. Drew, I'm so grateful for you and Relevant Radio. Learning and sharing with our prayer community truly unites us as brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. My faith has never been stronger. I'm truly blessed. And I thank God throughout the day for the blessings of adversity. Tom, I think you're on the right path. He says, my sufferings and the loss of material wealth is the only way I found my way back to my Lord and Savior. He says, I've never been happier, and it's all because of the faith. Drew, thank God I woke up.
You've been listening to another Relevant Radio Miracle Moment. Please help us continue to bring Christ to the world with a financial gift of any amount. Give online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app.
Great miracle moment there, and looking forward to hearing your rosary miracle stories in the next couple of minutes here at Relevant Radio. Hi, it's Neil Robbins along with Drew Mariani. We are asking you to answer the call. We are down to $28,000 before hitting that $1.2 million mark. You know, how about, is there somebody that can help out with like a $5,000 gift, maybe a $10,000 gift? We get those gifts every single pledge drive, and it would be a big help right now to wipe out that $28,000 so we can hit that $1.2 million mini goal before the end of the hour, before the Divine Mercy Chaplet here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Special gifts for the dollar a day giving level, and you can give at relevantradio.com, the app, or by calling 877-291-0123 today only and only while the supplies last. We have two special thank you gifts at the dollar a day giving level. Father Patrick Peyton's book on the rosary and a very special one decade rosary bookmark. Now, over 300 bookmarks have been given away today, so our supply of those is dwindling down quickly. So you want to give now while we have them available. Again, it's at the dollar a day giving level, relevantradio.com, the app, or 877-291-0123. Father Peyton's book has 230 meditations on the Holy Rosary. We have the month of the Rosary, it's only 6 weeks away. Can you believe that? We've been talking about school starting in October, the month of the Rosary coming up soon. So get on the horn right now. Get one of these Rosary books and the beautiful Rosary bookmark. while the supply lasts at 877-291-0123, Drew on the app or at relevantradio.com.
Yeah, a lot of people using the app, a lot of people donating online. I want to thank the new donors that are coming in. Stephanie in Chicago is a new donor. Good to have you. Anonymous from Westchester. I don't know your name, but thanks for that dollar a day gift. You'll get that book. You'll get that special hematite rosary. You'll see, I think sacramentals are important too. This is something to keep on your person and keep with you. I mean, I love the miraculous medal. We'll talk about that maybe a little bit later. I know a man who's used that in a powerful way to bring about conversion. But to have that constant reminder of the rosary there, even if you only do one decade, maybe you wake up in the morning, you do a little bit of reading, or maybe at night before you go to bed, you'll always have that rosary on you. So think about that. The number here to get in, 877-291-0123. You can go online to relevantradio.com. You can use the mobile app. If you give online, we'll send you a special MP3 download, something you can listen to and share with others. But there's room for you right now. Could really use the support. We're $28,000 away from crossing the threshold. So if you can come in large or small, you'll make a difference. Thank you for whatever you can do, and may God bless you.
Dad?
Yeah?
There's someone on the phone for you.
You're listening to The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Yeah, that's a new one. I like it. Maggie surprising me with some new bumpers. Hey, you on the phone for me? I'd love to take your call. Number's 888-914-9149. You know, we'll do this too. We're going to pray coming up in a minute or two. We'll pray the chaplet in about 15 minutes. Today's also a great day. It's a day that John Paul II entrusted the world to the divine mercy. And I'll fill you in on that, because there's so much that St. Faustina wrote about the return of Jesus Christ. If I have time, maybe I'll talk about that too, coming up after the chaplet. Fascinating stuff, just really, really powerful stuff. But let me take your calls right now. Lucy is listening in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Hi, Lucy.
Hi. I wanted to share my rosary miracle. My sister was supposed to get married in October of last year, in 2021. She and I are a year and a half apart. I'm older. And we had a strained relationship because she was marrying a boy who is Protestant, and she wanted nothing to do with the Catholic faith. And we both went to Catholic colleges, and at that same time, my mom's like, I'm watching this Catholic podcast, or buying this statue of Mary in front of the house. So we're like, where is this coming from? So when I found out she didn't want to get married in the church, because we know in our family that's important, we instilled that, I decided to pray an extra rosary every day for her. So that meant I had to pray one other one. I didn't put on any extra intentions with her rosary. It was just a rosary for her fiance, for his conversion, for his family, for their conversion. It was not a rosary to end the engagement at all. So 9 months later, in July of last year, we find out they're having problems, and they end the engagement. They end the relationship, want nothing to do with each other. There were foundational differences in addition to the faith that were uncovered or weren't really talked about, because in Protestant marriage prep, you probably don't get to important details. You don't confront them as much as you affirm. So she came back to the faith, and like our family, when you end things important, big deal like that, you're with the family and close. So she was praying the rosary with my mom and Divine Mercy Chaplet, and they were supposed to get married on the Feast of Guardian Angels. So they were asking Guardian Angel to watch out. Wow. And so then she was the maid of honor for my wedding this spring, because we became friends again and become good sisters, because she became close to the family and realized how important that is. And she found her parish recently. She was searching around for one that's in her city that's not predominantly old people, and she found something she's really happy with.
Lucy, I love it, because I think those are the prayers that God always answers. When you just pray for his will to be done, like with my own kids, I pray for their future spouses. If they're in a relationship, I just pray that if it's not meant to be, that God's will be done, right? You know, if it's meant to end or whether it's meant to continue, you always just want to put it under the blanket of our Lord. And you saw the fruit of it. And I thought that was a beautiful prayer, because you're not trying to advance your own agenda. You just wanted God's will. And that prayer of the chaplet, the prayer from the heart, the prayer of the rosary, the adoration, when we pray, I'm telling you, God hears your prayers. When you pray, he hears your prayers. And when you pray for things like that, like for a stronger marriage, when you pray for conversion, those are the things, when you pray for discernment, Those are the things I know that God will answer. And I believe he'll answer them promptly. When you look back, if you truly trusted the Lord, you prayed, and you prayed like that, wanting his will, you're going to see it. It's going to be visible. It's not going to be like, oh, I'm not quite sure. No, you're going to see it. God makes very visible, I think, the response to those types of prayers. So, Linda, thank you very much. Or Lucy, thank you very much, Lucy. Linda is next. She's in Wheaton, Illinois. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Drew.
Good to have you. Hi.
So, thanks. My miracle moment, actually, I just realized, as you were talking about how miracles can happen from the rosary,
sure,
is that I was at Planned Parenthood saying the rosary because it was during 40 Days for Life. And after I left there, I had on my my radio, and it was on a news radio, which was what I normally listen to. And all of a sudden, the radio changed to Relevant Radio.
Are you kidding me?
And I got off the road to see, like, it. How this could happen, because I had never listened to Relevant Radio before.
Wow.
And it took 3 hits of the search button to get from the news radio to Relevant Radio.
Wow.
And as you had said something just a few minutes ago, I realized maybe that was my rosary miracle.
I
was saying the rosary for me, but I had been saying it for the unborn.
Wow, no doubt about it. You know, I love your story, first of all. Let me validate it in this respect. There was a man one day who wanted to commit suicide. He was struggling financially, really. He was in a terribly dark way, and he was in Minnesota. He was driving, I think, over the I-35W bridge, and he thought, I'm just going to take the steering wheel of this truck, and I'm just going to just go over the edge here. I'm just going to plummet to my death. My wife will get my insurance, and it will look like an accident, and nobody will know. And as he's ready to do that, he's really discerning, he's in this struggle, he hears a voice in the radio, and he wasn't listening to Relevant Radio, but somehow his radio was suddenly tuned to Relevant Radio. This is, I think, his angel or the Holy Spirit, or who knows how it happened, but there was a voice saying, no, God loves you. You're created with a purpose. You must live. You know, choose life. I don't know exact words that came across. The man grabbed the steering wheel, drove across, pulled over, and he's alive today. I met him in the studio here at Relevant Radio, and I even met his wife. And he says, Relevant Radio saved his life. So, you know, God works in powerful ways, Linda, and clearly that dial changed, or that message was meant for you. You talk about the power of prayer. That certainly was a rosary miracle. Thank you for sharing that. Well, thank Denny for calling and sharing that story about, you know, something as powerful as thinking about committing, you know, taking your own life, to be able to openly share that. But God's in control of everything. I say it all the time. You know, when I had an extra, I was at dinner with an exorcist a couple days ago. He's a wonderfully holy priest. And he was sharing with me how the dark side, you know, they can really mess with electronics. They can change things. You know, TVs will turn on, radios will change stations. Well, if darkness can do that, what can God do, right? What can your angel do? Clearly, you know, those same type of things can happen for the good. And I know Linda was the recipient of one of those great miracles. And look, know that God's in control. And those types of miracles that you hear, like hers, let you know that God knows your situation. He's above the circumstances you're enduring, and he can certainly work a miracle in your life. We'll pray the chaplet in about 6 minutes. I have to take a break. If you could help me now with a pledge, that would be great too. I'd appreciate it. Whatever you can do. If you like the program, help keep Relevant Radio strong. I think the country needs it. I think the world needs it. I know I need it. And I'm grateful that we're in this together. All right, I'll be right back. Stay with me.
Without a doubt, Drew, America needs Relevant Radio. The world needs Relevant Radio. Hi, it's Neil Robbins, and we are asking you to answer the call right now. If you can give, give right now at relevantradio.com, the app, or by calling 877-291-0123. We're $22,000 away from the $1.2 million mini goal that we have going right now. Whatever you can give to help us wipe out that last $22,000 before the Divine Mercy Chaplet, we would sure appreciate it. Give at relevantradio.com, the app, or by calling 877-291-0123. 877-291-0123. There we go. We're down to 21,000. We could sure use a nice $5,000 or $10,000 gift right now to really help us wipe that out quickly. If you have the capacity to do a $5,000 gift or a $10,000 gift, we get those every pledge drive. So please get a hold of us as soon as you can. RelevantRadio.com, the Relevant Radio app, or 877-291-0123. Really special gifts today at the dollar a day giving level. It's today only and only while the supplies last. And over 323 of these have been given away so far. That number is dwindling down very quickly. We have, I'm talking about the one decade rosary bookmark. We have those only today and while the supplies last, along with the one decade rosary and a bookmark, which is just beautiful, by the way. It's hematite and accented with faceted glass crystals. And it's really a beautiful companion to the book on the Holy Rosary by Father Patrick Peyton. And in the book, 230 meditations are divided into 40 different themes. A terrific twofer gift today only at the dollar a day giving level. Give a dollar a day if you can. Help us wipe out that last $21,000 in the next couple of minutes here at relevantradio.com, at the app, and at 877-291-0123, Drew.
And I'm just so grateful. I want to thank everyone who's making those calls. I could use 15 more people right now. We have about 15 minutes left. And I'm only asking for one call a minute. I'd love to see 10 a minute. I'd like to see, 150 heroic people say, hey, thanks for Relevant. Thanks for what you do. Thanks for the hope that we're often given because we tune into Relevant Radio. Thanks for the catechesis. Thanks for the education that we get. Thanks for just being a Catholic voice and submitting to God's will. Look, I open the mics here every day, and I my prayers, Lord, I'm not asking for the goal. I'm just asking you to give us exactly what we need, not a penny more, not a penny less. Just give us what we need. Sometimes the Lord outdoes it, right? Right now, we're a little bit behind where we need to be, and I know that we're called to do our part. So I'm going to ask if you could help with a gift in any dollar amount. I want to thank Anonymous in Georgetown, Texas, who donated $21, or Lisa in Worth, Illinois, who donated $100, or Carol in Wheaton, who gave us $10, or Arlene in Prairie Grove, who gave $101. So grateful for the different pledges that come in. Leave us your prayer intentions, too. It's so important, all right? Really is. Leave them, because we're going to pray the chaplet coming up. You're remembered in those prayers. You're remembered in my prayers, too. Here's the number, 877-291-0123. You can go online to relevantradio.com. You can use the mobile app. If you go online or use the mobile app, you get a free MP3 download. I know a lot of people are doing that today, but welcome new donors, and thank you. Thank you all for whatever you can do. 877-291-0123. Neil?
And Drew, it's ticking away. $20,000. We're down to $20,000 to wipe out to hit that $1.2 million mini goal by the end of the hour. And before we pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet here at Relevant Radio, get your pledge in before the chaplet by calling 877-291-0123 or by tapping the Relevant Radio app or giving at relevantradio.com. You know, Drew mentioned earlier this hour how the rosary was key to his father beating addiction, and that really seems to be the theme of the new miracle moments that I produced this pledge drive. I think we had three listener testimonials about beating addiction through prayer and treatment, of course, through listening to Relevant Radio. A lot of prayers from the parents, of course. And you can help Relevant Radio right now stay on the air to comfort families of the addicted, to lift up and inspire the alcoholic, the drug addict, to pray the rosary, the family rosary across America every evening with Father Rocky, the prayers of the chaplet as well. Give what you can right now at relevantradio.com, on the app, or by calling 877-291-0123. Let's see how close we can get to hitting that $1.2 million in the next couple of minutes. Give now.